TGO Radio presents Out of Context Audio.
Don't forget to use the mouth and your ass. You make a lot of guys come with your mouth and ass.
This has been Out of Context Audio on TGO Radio.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Everybody, it's TGO Radio. We're back.
Oh, what's happening?
What's happening, hot stuff? We are back at the heat zone, and we didn't open with a news story this week because I didn't feel like doing show prep, so we don't have any.
So, we ain't got shit.
Well, you know, when you do a show like this and you don't have anything for the people, if you're me, what you do is you text Jeff at about, I don't know, what time did I text you yesterday? 10 or 11?
Yeah, so, yeah.
Go, buddy, let's
late morning.
A couple of videos to watch.
Yeah.
We didn't have it sorted out till 3 o'clock today.
Yeah, we suck.
But we're going to bring humor to the country.
That's how committed we are to it. We could have just said, you know, fuck it, and shit canned it, but no. We have to deliver.
I was at noon. 50-50 on shit cannon. But, you know, it's interesting what you learn about yourself when you do something that actually goes on for a while. It's been 3 years or so since, and we haven't missed a week.
Right, right.
And I went, but the 3 years, like, I don't want to
get that fucking Cal Ripken longevity award here going, aren't we?
And, like, I don't want to give that away just because I'm a lazy cunt on a Tuesday. You know what I mean? Like, I just...
Hey, since the baseball draft was instituted,
yeah,
invented, whatever,
yeah,
started,
yeah,
in early 70s, does that sound right to you?
Don't ask me.
Late 60s, roughly?
I'd have to take your word for it.
I happened to run across this on the old Tiki Talk yesterday. 24 guys have been drafted and gone directly to the majors.
Ooh.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I would have thought it would have been more.
Well.
Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, that's why
factoid
they have
for you there.
You know, the interesting guy in baseball is Branch Rickey.
Dodgers guy.
Yeah. Well, he started off as a Cardinals
I thought it was Cincinnati. Or did he use
You know what? He might have been.
Yeah.
But he kind of invented the minor league system, and then he kind of invented, you know, and then he, you know, integrated baseball.
Yeah.
He's a super consequential guy.
What, the movie that they did recently with Harrison Ford playing him, the Jackie Robinson movie.
Yeah.
Well, I thought Harrison Ford was wonderful, but I didn't know that much about Branch Rickey.
I didn't see it.
Oh, no? Oh, it's good.
No.
Yeah.
It's on my, I save pictures of books I need to buy on my phone because that's who I am. I got one about Branch Rickey in there. So hopefully in a few months I can tell you more.
Rickey.
I just bought a book about Iran-Contra, buddy.
Oh, wow.
That is about 600 pages in the body. And those are tight pages, man.
Huh.
And I opened it and I went, oh, this is not what I wanted.
Iran-Contra, huh?
But I know nothing about Iran-Contra, so I'm like, I'm gonna read about this. And now it's been sitting on my couch for a week. No way, it's too much. But
and you know, getting into the local minor league team here, we got.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. I kind of figured it was probably this, but all those guys, AAA, AA, High A, ball, they're all paid by the parent team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know that. The local teams just focus on promotion, ticket sales, you know, stadium maintenance, that's it.
Yeah, but it's like $750 a week or something they make. They don't make a lot.
These guys here in our town, $750.
Mm-hmm.
$750 a week those kids make. The AA, like the Cubs, High A team in Iowa,
uh-huh,
those guys I think are $1,250 a week.
Shouldn't have talked cotton there.
Yeah,
to be $1,250 a week. That doesn't sound.
So what? Right. So what happens then when those? Because the Cubs this year have had Moises Ballesteros come from Iowa to Chicago. He played the first half of the season, and then they sent him back down. So how does he get paid a decent amount playing for Chicago?
Yeah,
then?
He has to sign
a two-way contract or something? Or?
Well, he has to sign a major league contract when he goes up to the majors.
Hmm.
But I don't know if there's – I mean, there's no salary cap, so I don't know if there's a league.
Hmm. You know, interesting.
Anyway.
Sorry, you mentioned baseball.
It's just time of – this time of year, man.
Yep.
Anyway, we didn't do, I say we, but I didn't do any show prep this week.
Don't fucking count me in this shit.
I never do, buddy.
Which is obviously why we have the prep problem.
Yeah. I sat down Sunday night and I went, it's not happening. It's just not a thing.
Dude. Have you ever had a colonoscopy?
No.
Okay.
You're overdue.
You're way overdue. So that's going to have to happen.
Yeah.
When you do that, you have to come here and we have to record live when you take the prep. And if I can work it out, I'll see if I can get one scheduled for the same day. And we'll do the prep together.
Oh, yeah. How am I going to get home?
Dude, what a fucking show.
Yeah, but how am I going to get home from that? At some point, I got to go home.
Yeah, well, you drive your fucking shit-smeared ass off my off my driveway.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking splatter your driveway like a crime scene. I'm just going to fucking drop trowel and fucking your neighbors are going to get to see a fucking squirrel tail.
A squirrel.
That's right.
A squirrel tail.
You don't know how hairy it is back there.
Oh, boy. You thought you meant squirrel tail from the shit fucking flying up.
Nope. From the
arcing.
From the hair. But arcing shits.
Arcing shits. Okay. You ready to roll?
Yeah, let's go.
So what is this thing here? This
first
is
video
manners?
Is going to teach you about manners.
Oh,
this is,
boy,
this is
do we need
show,
this.
This is something you show toddlers about how to be good people. And so that's what this first video is.
So we're 50 years overdue on seeing this, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little loud.
Friends,
you sound checked it, motherfucker.
I know.
Have you ever wondered what it means to have good character?
No.
Today,
no.
We're going to talk about character building and how you can develop positive.
Have you heard my show, honey?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Obviously, I haven't. It's not about good character.
Obviously, don't know what fucking show you're on, cunt.
Traits that will help you become the best version of yourself.
Mm.
What is character building? Character building is like being the architect of your own personality. It's the process of developing and strengthening positive qualities that shape who you
are. That's why I gamble, honey.
Empathy? I don't know these words.
Empathy, humility, and what?
Kindness, Brian. Kindness.
Get fucked, you preteen coos.
Empathy. I'm not one of those empaths. I can't see into the fucking future.
Exactly.
Right.
You are, how you behave, and how you treat others. Oh, just like you might build a tower with blocks, you're building your character with good habits, choices, and actions. Character building isn't something that happens overnight. It's a lifelong journey of learning, growing, and becoming the kind of person you...
And I am losing.
Boy.
I said to my boss today, I'll tell you what, if you want to go to meetings for a living, come work where I fucking work.
Oh, yeah.
Because we got... My boss told me today, we're going to have a monthly sit down, a quarterly sit down, and then a yearly sit down, just me and him. And in our monthly sit down today, I said to him, in all likelihood, I try to be funny to cover up a lot of negativity here in the office. Because, you know.
Who's this fruit with the fucking flowers in his hair?
I don't know. He's a tranny.
Want to be.
Oh, fucking what tuck and roll. Tuck and roll is your show title.
To have good character. Having good character means being the kind of person others can count on and look up to. It's about making choices that are right, even when no one is watching.
Yeah, red light fucking runner.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, uh-huh. See, you need this.
Yeah.
You are woefully behind.
I got a red light at the McDonald's near my house. I've got no fucking respect
for it. Never stop
for
it, have you?
Never. Only when there's cars ahead of me do I stop at that red light.
It's 6 in the morning. It's deserted out, you know? Yeah.
No, I've got zero respect for this red light.
Having good character means being the best version of yourself and making a positive impact on the world around
Fuck
you.
Off.
There are many wonderful character traits you can develop. And today...
Oh, my balls itch. God
patience, fairness, and kindness. I never made the connection.
Well, at least that one kid is crotch level to the adult. He could fucking show some kindness there with his mouth, maybe. Or maybe like a two-hand jerk technique.
Western style.
Western, is that what that's called? Western style?
In Western style, baby. That was an old Stosh joke, man.
Did you ever watch that show, Silicon Valley?
No.
So there's a scene where the one guy goes... If I got to jerk off every guy in that room, I'm going to do it. And so they all these nerds sit around and figure out the best way to jerk off a room full of guys.
Okay, I think I've seen this scene, actually.
It's the funniest fucking goddamn.
I think I've seen that scene because that sounds very familiar.
What are we talking about, gents?
We're talking about how I didn't get to present in the prelims because I was too busy getting my face pummeled so that our team could move forward. That's why we're presenting tomorrow. And you know what? We're going to win. Yeah. We're going to win even if I have to go into the auditorium and personally jerk off every guy in the audience.
That's a lot of jerking. And we only have 10 minutes to present, so...
So? We're fucked, aren't we? Yeah, even if he's jerking two at a time, there are, what, 800 guys in that room, so that's 400 times whatever the mean jerk time is?
The what?
Mean jerk time. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Mean jerk time.
But hypothetically, time is equal to 400 total jerks at a two-dick rate.
Unless Ehrlich jerks off four guys at a time, and then we can cut that in half.
How would he do four guys? He's got...
Two-jerk rate. Wasn't that your fucking wrestling nickname?
Was? Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was my first one. I had a couple. That was my first one.
Two hands, so that's two dicks at a time, right?
Look, you have two guys on either side with their dicks tip to tip, so you're going full length. Four. See?
Oh. From the middle out. That does make sense.
Like two shake weights.
Yeah. So what
like
we're trying to do...
Like two shake weights, Jeff.
hypothetically, is minimize time, which is 800 dudes multiplied by mean jerk time divided by 4 dicks at a time. Of course, Ehrlich would have to pre-sort guys by height so that their dicks lined up.
Not by height, technically. The measurement that we're looking for really is dick to floor. Call that D2F.
Anyway, it goes on like that for 4 minutes.
I think I've played this before because, yeah, I've heard that. Oh, it's fucking fantastic.
Mean jerk time.
Yep. Dick to floor.
That's right.
We're going to share 10 important ones. Remember, ooh, these are not the only positive.
There are 10 positive
Jesus
traits?
Christ.
Traits out there.
I bet you I've got two of them.
Two?
Two?
You ain't got two.
Honesty?
Okay. All right. I'll give you honesty. Patience? No.
No.
Fairness? No. Yeah, maybe.
I'm a lot more fair now than I was years ago.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
You are. Yeah.
But they're a great place to start. Number one, kindness. This means doing nice things for others without expecting anything in return.
Fuck
like
off.
Helping a classmate pick up their dropped books. Or comfort.
You know, you kick those fucking books across the fucking hall. Oh, here, let me help you with that. Bam! Fucking scatter them into the four winds.
Doobie! I went to school with a cousin of mine, and once or twice a week, he would take a book bag of this kid that kind of hung out, and he would hide it somewhere in the school. You know him.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And this fucking half a retard had to spend however much time looking for his book bag. But you know, when he took off with this kid's book bag, you know where he was hiding it? Somewhere in the school. Down by the auditorium or out by the gym or whatever it was. It was the funniest goddamn thing. Oh, shit.
Hurting a friend who's upset.
Fuck off if you're
Number
upset.
Two, respect. Treating others the way you want to be treated. This includes listening when others speak and being polite to everyone, even if they're different from you.
Yeah.
Number three, honesty. Always telling the truth, even when it's hard. Being honest builds...
even when it's hard.
Even when it's hard, Brian.
That's the toughest time to tell the truth, is when it's hard. Because I'm trying to say anything about that point.
Why, no, I don't want you to suck it.
Well, no. Oh, I think it would... No, I don't know why it smells like burnt onions. I should have said caramelized onions. I apologize, but that's the better joke. But
that's so gross.
It is the grossest.
Caramelized onions.
Telling the truth.
That could be a show title.
Builds trust with your friends and family.
I dropped mommy's weed plant.
You little shit, do you know how much that fucking cost me?
Number four, patience. Waiting calm.
No.
Brian, need a little patience.
I run red lights. Yeah.
Just a little patience. Mm. Yeah.
I run red lights at 7:15. Patience is not
part of your gimmick, is it?
Nope. No, sir. Nope. I'm afraid not.
Even when things take longer than you'd like.
Fuck
like off. Like red lights.
You're standing in line for your...
Can I tell you a story about my dad? whose birthday just passed? 79, my father, first of all.
Wow.
And it used to be back when dad, before he got married again, had a grocery shop. He would go in grocery shop. And if dad had decided that he had waited too long in line before he got checked out, he would leave the cart and just walk out of there.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am.
So that's where you learned that trait.
No, I don't do that. I don't have that problem. I sit and look at my phone or listen to some music or whatever, but I don't have that problem.
Yeah, I can see your dad doing that too. Yeah. Completely just not make a scene, nothing, just leave it and go.
Nope, he just...
Yeah. Been long enough. Got shit to do.
That dinner, that birthday dinner, I've never seen an old white man so resistant to someone else paying to feed him. First of all, I called him a week and a half ago, and I go, hey, let's go out for your birthday. It's on a Friday. You know, let's all go. I don't know. Not a big deal. I go, no, We're going to go out, think about where you want to go. So it gets to be Tuesday last week, and I call him. And he goes, I go, where do you want to go? He goes, I want to go to the hot dog place. There's this hot dog place he loves to go to because his wife is very social, so they know someone everywhere they go because she befriends someone, a waitress, an owner. You know, she is always befriending people. That's her. Not dad so much, but her. But dad gets the spillover. Dad gets the, you know.
Yeah.
But he loves this hot dog place because they ordered brats for him. He's like, how come you don't have brats? So they got brats for him. So now dad loves this hot dog place.
That's funny.
So we met there at 6 o'clock last Friday. And it was seven of us. And I mean to tell you, we had to sit there for 2.5 hours.
Wow.
And at one point, I turned to my brother and I went, we could have gone to a 4-star fucking restaurant for 2.5 goddamn hours. I mean, they took the time getting the food out and they fucked mine up, of course. And so that had to go back. And then they brought out fucking birthday cupcakes for him. There was a whole fucking thing about it. Was almost 2.5 goddamn hours.
I need birthday singers.
Patience. It's like by 1:45, I'm getting the itch like a fucking crack. Let's go. We got to get the fuck out of here. Anyway, that to say, I've got no patience for your goddamn waiting for other people. Fuck off.
Longer than you'd like. Like when you're standing in line for your turn on the playground slide.
Just push them off.
I know girls like that. Stand to wait your turn.
Number 5. Fairness. Treating everyone equally and playing by the rules.
Yeah, well, no.
Harry's isn't racist. He hates everybody.
Exactly.
This means not picking favorites and giving everyone a chance. Number 6. Integrity. Doing the right thing, even when no one is watching.
Like stopping at red lights.
I'm not stopping at red lights.
It's like returning a wallet you found on the street, even if no one...
Oh, I'd return the wallet. I got no problem. Returning that wallet.
Nope. By all means.
Contents.
Take your credit cards and your wallet and your driver's license. By all means.
Fucking cash is mine,
cash,
bitch.
Is already in a 10-cent denom machine on the south side of my town. Get fucked, stupid. That's what you get. Now you learn a lesson.
It's already in a 10-cent denom.
I am Mr. 10-cent denom, man.
No problem giving that wallet back.
You can have it. I swear. I promise you can have it back.
Saw you pick it up. Number 7, humility, being modest rather than bragging or boasting about your abilities and achievements.
I don't have any of those either, so.
I've got no problem with that because I hate myself and I've never accomplished anything, so I've got no problem with that.
Unless you want me to brag about being an overweight, old, fat, lazy slob.
And, you know, I don't really care to accomplish anything while we're at it.
Shit.
You know?
That whole goal thing is way fucking overrated,
way
man.
Overrated.
We got to set our goals for this year. I hate that January, man. Oh, my God.
We got to do it every quarter. We got to have a discussion about fucking, we got to,
you know. My goal is to stay employed and get another check for a week. That's my fucking goal, okay?
We got a 5-year plan like Stalin to fucking beat it.
It's okay to be proud of what you do, but remember to appreciate others, too.
Would you be proud of this? Come on, honey.
Fucking America's longest running podcast, bitch.
Well, we're close.
Number 8. Empathy, understanding and sharing the feelings of others.
I'm telling you, I can't see into the future.
Understanding the feelings of others, unless you get, bit by an alligator or fucking, get some stuck in
blow
your ass.
Blow your fingers off on the 4th of July.
Get some stuck in your asshole because you're a sexual degenerate.
Got no fucking empathy for you, man.
I got nothing for you, you fucking waste of skin. Can't you come like a regular person? Get fucked, stupid.
Others, When you're empathetic, you try to put yourself in someone else's shoes and imagine how they feel.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
I put the pathetic in empathetic.
Boy, howdy. So you see.
You see.
You got to have him.
Oh, have some of these lemons. That girl there holding her arm is, she got punched because she has a black dad.
Number 9, forgiveness. Letting go of anger or hurt feelings.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Someone has wronged you. It doesn't mean forgetting what happened, but it means not holding.
Exactly. No, you hold on to that shit.
Hard pass.
Forever.
I said on this show 2 weeks ago that I wouldn't run over my, I wouldn't speed up if I saw my ex crossing the street, but I wouldn't slow down. That's been almost 6 years. Nuh-uh. Fuck that. Forgiveness is for chumps.
Holding on to negative feelings. Number 10, responsibility. Taking charge of your actions and duties.
Duty.
This includes doing your homework on time, keeping your promises, and admitting when you made a mistake.
Wow.
Now.
Well, that's a lot.
What a fucking square.
Jesus Christ.
What an L7.
You might be wondering, how do I build these character traits? Well, just...
Every week, tune into TGO Radio. That's the best advice I can give you, kid. You're looking for fucking ways to, you know, learn about empathy and responsibility right here.
Do you remember the guy who I worked with at the last job whose teenage daughter wanted to listen to our show?
Yeah.
He showed up at my new job. He works there now. I was talking to him. It's great.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's the coolest.
Wow.
It's like building muscles by exercising. You can strengthen your character.
Something
else I'm not doing either.
Exercising? Yeah,
exorcisms, Brian.
What's that kid? Oh, those are weights, I'm being told? Oh.
He's trying to figure out that
he's trying to figure out the mean jerk the time. Yeah. Forget to use the mouth and your ass. You make a lot of guys come with your mouth and ass. That's out of context audio.
Good.
By practicing these traits every day.
Uh-huh.
Here,
Practice. We're talking about practice.
Here are 7 tips to help you build your character.
Lots of tips.
I got 7 tips for you.
It's lots of tips.
More tips than a Jewish bris. I guess, is there any other kind of bris?
I know,
is
I don't.
A Hindu bris?
And now,
it's where they dehedge it.
It's the forehead skin instead of the foreskin. And I want my scalps.
Yeah.
And don't forget to stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for Hindu Bris.
Yeah.
For 1, notice opportunities. Look for chances to show these traits in your daily life.
Notice opportunities to take money out of a wallet that was lost.
Exactly. Yep. Mm-hmm. There you go.
You can show patience while waiting for your turn in a game, or responsibility by doing your...
Or you could push that fucking fruitcake off the fucking trampoline.
You could fucking hope that Hindu piece of garbage slips and breaks his... breaks his hoof.
You've not learned one thing here today, have you?
I'm afraid not.
That's not very nice, Brian.
I'm afraid not.
Break his... The fuck off the trampoline. It's my turn, you fruit.
Beat it, you fucking curry-smelling monster.
You smell like jet fuel and fucking explosives.
You smell like jet fuel in Phoenix, Arizona. Like a flight school. Beat it, Hajib.
It's
not like a flight school.
Wow.
Yours without being asked. Number two, learn from others. Watch how people with good character behave. Ooh. You can learn a lot from your parents.
Oh, I don't think she needs that cake.
Teachers and friends who show these positive traits. Number three, practice, practice, practice. The more you use these traits, the stronger they'll become. Uh-huh. It might feel hard at first, but it gets...
yeah, but it gets wet and soft eventually. Might feel hard at first.
Take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm. You might want to find something to grab onto.
Brace yourself.
Brace fools. Yourself.
It's easier with time.
Uh-huh.
Number four, reflect on your actions. At the end of each day, think about how you showed good character. Did you help someone?
Absolutely not. Reflect.
You know what I did? I helped myself into the car and I went home. Yep. That's what happened.
I fucked him out of that last hour, got in my car, I went home.
Boy, did I fuck him today, too. I was looking up my ex to see if she had any court cases in the last 6 years. I fucked him out of that last hour, daddy-o.
Are you honest in a difficult situation? Did you show respect to others even when it was challenging?
No.
Get up, old lady.
He fucking knocks her over. Move, old bitch.
You didn't need that other hip, did you? Fuck out of my way.
Bolster.
Number five, learn from mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes sometimes. If you forget to show good character, don't worry. Think about what happened and how you can do better next time.
I made a big mistake. I hosted a podcast in May of 2005.
It was your fucking idea, pal.
I know.
Number six, set goals. Choose one.
God, here we go again. Set goals. You know what my goal is? Just make it through the day so I can come home and go to fucking bed.
I just want okay. Let me fucking...
You know?
Why don't you let me get a nut and go to sleep? Leave me alone. I need to get new nut towels. Fair enough.
Trait you want to work on each week. Yeah. Maybe this week you focus on being more patient.
Yeah, I don't think so. I ain't got the time for that.
I don't have the time for that shit.
Next week, you practice showing more kindness.
What are we waiting on, bud?
I don't know, man.
Okay, man. All right, buddy.
Number seven, talk about it. Discuss character with your family and friends. Share your experiences and ask for their support in building.
I killed 172 Japs during the war. I'm showing Grandpa sitting with the kids.
He's introducing his mixed race girlfriend to his fucking racist grandfather.
Oh, man. I
want to talk about it.
We never used to date coloreds in my day.
Coloreds? What?
Colored. What fucking year is this? Oh, she's a nice colored girl. Fucking my grandma said that to me one time. Oh, she was going out with a nice colored boy. Like, nice holy shit, really? Grandma, we don't call them coloreds anymore. It's right back to the N-word now.
Well, sure as hell ain't calling them people.
Gee whiz.
Your character. Building good character takes time and effort. Mm. You might not always get it right, but what matters is that you keep trying.
Trying is so fucking overrated, I'm telling you. Effort and trying.
And I'm tired. I'm done trying.
Having good character can help you in the following ways. It makes you feel good about yourself. People trust and respect you more.
Mm.
You make better decisions.
You get to drop. You get to drop loads on more girls.
Your friendships. You're better prepared for challenges in life.
Mm.
If you found this video helpful, please like, share, and subscribe. No, for more social, emotional, and mental health resources for kids and teens, please visit www.mentalhealthcenterkids.com.
I'm glad the internet's there to raise the kids instead of the parents, you know?
Who needs it?
All these videos are there.
Put it on fucking shuffle. Let me take a nap. Kiss my ass. Holy shit. Well, all right.
Jesus
that was
fucking Christ.
Good lessons for kids.
Yeah, well, you know.
Jeff, this show could easily, I mean, if we had a video element, this show could easily be us watched videos every week.
I probably could.
I mean, very easily.
Yeah.
We have fun doing it. We have to find different stuff. Okay, now
I'm kind of looking forward to this.
Let's see, Walter Reed, and what is the what's the title of the video there, Jeff? It's from
Unwelcome Affection.
Unwelcome Affection. I know this is from the 80s, and that's all I know about it.
All right. Let me get her in full screen mode here.
Yes, please. And our fucking, boy, look at that standard definition.
Oh,
we were fucking savages then. God damn.
Opportunity Division of Walter Reed Army Medical Center presents Unwelcome Affection.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's the only kind. The best kind.
How hard do you want to come?
Love.
If you want to come hard, it's unwelcome. You gotta surprise her. Say in an alley or a stairwell. You know.
Parking garage stairwell.
Parking garage stairwell.
There, Dr. Melfi.
That scene, by the way, is...
It's brutal, man.
Brutal, man. Oof, God,
that scene
damn.
Is bad, man.
And now, here is the chief of staff of Walter Reed, Colonel Gerald D. Allgood.
What?
That's all good.
His name is
sexual
not
harassment
Allgood.
Is a matter of...
What, you think he's lying? Well, you just watched a video on integrity, and here's a man in uniform.
Look at those fucking lapels. Ooh.
Yeah. That's a square if I ever saw it.
L7.
Deep and personal concern.
The fuck is that on the desk next to him there? The hell is that?
Jeff, they used to call that a telephone
in
the old
days. Oh, it's a telephone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Both the Secretary of the Army and the Army Chief of Staff. While our concern has been expressed on several occasions in the past, it is important to reiterate the Army's policy on this issue. The Army is fully committed to a policy that demands respect for the human dignity of its members.
Mm-hmm.
That policy...
Is that why you fucking, you know, aim your guns at everybody else and pull the trigger? Huh? Huh? How's that human dignity going for you there, Chief?
Look, sometimes... Enemies of the state have to die, buddy. That's all I can tell you.
He cannot succeed where sexual harassment exists.
I beg to differ.
Well, I think if all things work out,
I think sexual harassment might lead to succeed.
We were both going to the same place. Just in a roundabout way, we were both going there.
It all comes back around.
It all comes back to sucking seed. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It is the responsibility of every soldier and every Army leader, civilian and military, to ensure that any instances of sexual harassment are dealt with
sexual
swiftly and fairly, and to promote a climate within the Army that will not tolerate such conduct.
Mm-hmm.
Allegations of sexual harassment will be treated at all levels of command, with the seriousness they deserve.
This is pre-Clinton, by the way. So,
oh, yeah, this is Reagan era.
Yeah. This
or maybe Bush, but it's...
Will, stick it in my ass. Your pinky.
Mommy.
What? Yeah. Stick your pinky in my ass, Mommy. What?
I can fit a couple more jelly beans up there, Mommy.
Fish out those jelly beans. Red Nancy was a real slob in the sack.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Person, male or female, must be treated and evaluated solely on how well tasks are carried out.
Yeah, whatever, pal.
The scenes you are about to see demonstrate some of the many forms.
Oh, these are pre-acted scenes?
Sexual harassment.
Fantastic.
We ask you to view each situation
if
you are actually involved.
Oh, I will.
And respond to the questions posed at the end of each scene.
Oh. Hang on. Let me unzip my pants.
Let me get comfortable here, Chief.
You and I both know I'm going to whack my pig to some of these.
Needs to adjust the tracking on the VCR there.
Yeah. It's an old VHS. Oh. Oh. I was telling you. What you can't do. Whew. Good graphics.
Yeah. Oh, the interview.
Mm. So it's a black guy and a light-skinned black gal, and they're sitting across from each other on what could only have been Charlie Rose's old set.
Yeah, right.
Completely black in the background. And he is...
Today on Dick Cavett.
He has got some short sleeves, and he's writing up some stuff, so he's going to...
He's got a legal pad and a pencil.
He's going to proceed to harass her pretty good here in a minute. I can't wait to hear it.
Good morning, Sergeant White.
Good morning, Sarge. How you doing?
Oh, just fine. Look, I really didn't mean to call you in before and give you a welcome to the staff. You've been here about 5 weeks now, and I haven't had a chance to talk to you. But your sponsor told me that you're doing a terrific...
I've been meaning to take my cock out and drop it on a table so you can see what you can do with it. I'm black, get it?
Job, you're getting along well with other members of the staff, and you're learning your job real well. This area, D.C., is a very promising area. A lot of people, you know, sign here and stay quite a while. How do you like being stationed here?
I love it. I've been hearing so much about D.C. when I was in Germany, about the nightlife, parties.
I've been hearing a lot about D.C. Discock.
D's cocks?
That's right.
Hey, boy, she really is light-skinned.
She is
I didn't realize she was black till you said that.
That baby is light-skinned.
Man.
Great Cat Williams scene where he's in jail.
Yeah. Who's my baby is this?
This is your baby. That one might be mine, but that one is a white baby. That is a Caucasian from the mountains of Caucasus.
Caucasus,
yeah. Oh, shit.
City, a lot of sightseeing, and I just can't wait to get out there to see it all.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to get out there and ride some dick.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. We're glad you're happy with your assignment. One thing that people have problems with when they first arrive here is the in-processing period. They say that everything is so far away they don't know where anything is, and they have a hard time getting processed in. How about you? Do you have all your finance and personnel business taken care of?
I'm personnel, but I'm having problems with finance.
Can I borrow $20? Or can I earn $20?
This guy's taking a long time getting to the harassment, man.
Oh, shit.
I mean, this guy is, you know, man.
Dude, it's coming. You know it's coming.
I hope so.
Yeah. It's probably pre-coming.
My underwear are freezing. And I'll tell you this.
My finance haven't paid me for 2 months. I have about $6 left to last me until they pay me, whenever they pay me. And I'm in a bind.
Oh, shit, $6 in those days. It's like having fucking 50 grand
that's
nowadays.
Like, yeah, it's like half a million now.
Oh, shit.
Back when the dollar meant something, goddammit. Fucking get on the soapbox.
Okay, I'll tell you what I do. I'll call over and talk to the company commander.
I tell you what I do. Zip. Doom. Boom, bing, doo, doo, doo.
And see if I get him to give finance a call so they can get your pay straightened out right away. Another problem is for housing and living conditions. How about you? Have you found a place to stay?
Yeah, maybe I'll come stay on your couch for a day or two.
Mouth this like cock.
We're getting there,
get
champ.
To the harassment.
We're getting there. Relax.
This goes back to the first video, impatient
patience,
I am.
Yeah, all right? Come on. This ain't a red light. Relax.
Jeff can't get off his red light deal.
Staying in the bags. Mm-hmm. I'm having a problem there, too, because my roommate loves loud music, and I have a problem going to sleep, getting my rest because of that music.
What I suggest that you do with the to roommate is ask her to turn...
Fill a sock full of quarters, okay? And after she goes to sleep...
Bickety-bam, as quiet as a...
Bickety-bam, the bitch is rubble.
Yikes.
Turn the stereo down because you're trying to sleep. But if it doesn't work, just give the charge of quarters a call, and they have been instructed...
See? Sock full of quarters.
Quarters.
To make sure that all stereos are turned down to a reasonable level... And especially off at a certain time of night.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was told that I could listen to the stereo at a reasonable level.
Well, but
I'm going to set the building on fire.
But I have your records here, Sergeant White, and it indicates that that you are married and you're living in a barracks.
Uh-oh.
Here it is.
Here it comes.
The opening he's been looking for.
Yeah. Well, you know, I couldn't help but notice I got some blood flowing in my cock here. And getting a little rigid. And
I am married, but my husband, he's not with me right now. He will be joining me in several months from now.
I always wanted to fuck a girl who looked like the maid from the Jeffersons.
Oh, that's spot on. She actually looks like a negative of one of the Andrews sisters.
How about that picture of the Andrews sisters I sent you a week or so ago?
Drinking that, gin and juice.
Buddy, that one Andrews sister is a nightmare.
Jesus Christ.
Holy.
Genetic nightmare,
man. Oh, my God.
Man, woof. But they didn't have to worry about her out on tour.
Nope, sure didn't. Unfuckable mess.
Your husband's not here now.
No, he's not.
He moves in. Nice, baby.
Now he's moving in.
Yeah, now he scoots in.
If he stands up and puts it in her mouth, I'm going to jerk off on his table. I'm just letting you know.
Appreciate the warning.
I'm warning you.
That's very grown up of you. I see you learned a little bit from the previous video.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate the heads up.
It was only because there were kids involved. I was got super excited.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, that's really unfortunate. You know, I'm sorry to hear that. But here you are, here in this big city all by yourself.
Uh-oh.
And your husband, you know, away and not having any money and a roommate. With all this loud noise, I tell you what I'm going to do. Since, you know, you haven't been paid in a long time,
I'll tell you
what I'm going to do.
It's going into his pocket. It can't be that, buddy. No. I'd like to make $35 the hard way. And I mean hard way.
I mean hard.
Why don't you let me, you know, give you a little something to sort of, you know, sort of tide you over.
Uh-oh.
Until, you know, we can get the commander to straighten out the tank.
He keeps moving closer to her.
She ain't scooting away, though.
Nope.
So
she wants him. She's doing it for you.
Well, I really appreciate that. And it would help out a lot. Like I said, I don't have that much money with me. But as soon as my paycheck is okay, I'll pay you back as soon as I can.
Oh, no, no. Don't worry about paying it back.
Oh, now he's
just
touching
her. Just say this is just so you know, you're sorry just looking out for the troops, all right?
Damn.
As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what we'll do.
If I gave her $100.
Is that really $100?
It looked like it.
Wow.
Sure.
Holy cow. I need to hang up with it. I need to hang out with this guy.
No doubt.
Troops, all right? As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what we'll do. This weekend, why don't I come by and pick you up and we'll go down and show you D.C.? You say you heard a lot about it. Let me just, you know, be the first one to show you around the city.
Uh-oh.
How about that?
How about that? How about that?
And if you don't suck me off while we're driving, you're walking back to the barracks, stupid.
And I'm taking my money.
I'm taking my money back, too.
I would like that, but I can't. I'm afraid I can't do that because I have to wash clothes, I have to go to the PX, get my uniform together, and most important thing of all, I have to make a phone call to my husband at certain times of the day.
Hey, wait just a minute. You know, you are new here on the staff, right? And I'd just like to remind you that around here on the staff, that...
right here on this staff.
On this staff, honey. Yeah.
See here. I make a lot of decisions.
Oh!
I am the one that fix up evaluation reports. I sign 3-day passes and leaves. And just a little word of advice, you know, if you want to get along on this staff.
Oh my God, he's touching her leg now.
To be a little bit nicer to me.
I'll tell you what, I'm learning more from this video than I did the first one.
I think so. I don't think that's the intent of this video, but, yeah, you know, hey.
How about you let me eat your pussy till your head caves in? But he's got a hold of her hand and her hand on her leg. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, he's fucking...
He is moving in.
I'm Dick Black. Sergeant at Arms.
You're doing a porno movie, right? Oh, fade to black. No pun intended.
Who was responsible for the incident of sexual... Boy, I don't know. It's hard to tell.
She was asking for it, like I say. All right. Get to the next joke.
Come on.
What were some contributing factors? I think having a full ball bag. If I had to work around, I'd whack my bag every morning before I went to work. All right.
No, he was pulling something.
He was pulling. It wasn't rank, though.
No, he had just washed it.
All right.
Well, appropriate action would be to suck him off and earn that fucking money.
Earn that hundred.
Fucking earn that hundo, bitch.
1980 hundreds?
That's
real money.
Fuck yeah.
The Selection.
The Selection.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Boy, their now set, again, whoever did their sets is fucking amazing.
Now again, this scene they filmed on the set of The Back Room. And what's happening is...
This is casting couch.
Oh, boy, I tell you what. So there's a guy behind a, let's see, $3 pressed balsa wood desk. And two people are walking in.
Ooh, Captain Curvo, Captain Rex, good morning.
Good morning, sir. We'd just like to thank you for all the work you've done in getting the allocation for this school. And although it's just one allocation, we feel it's really going to be a good career move for one of us.
Sure will be. I'll tell you, it was like pulling teeth. I made a few...
Ooh. Close your eyes. Seriously, close your eyes and listen to this guy.
Okay, yeah.
Calls, and I was able to squeeze just one opening for one applicant.
I went to see Star Wars this weekend, and I hated them. That's fucking Roger Ebert, dude. That voice, man.
From this area. So we're just going to have to really kind of bite the bullet. Frustrating thing is, both of you are deserving applicants.
By the way, my cock is the bullet. You're going to have to bite it. Nibble my nuts, you slob.
And by biting the bullet, I mean one of you is going to have to suck my nuts.
So it's a blonde girl in what appears to be some kind of lab coat situation.
Yeah.
And then it's a, passively Hispanic.
Mexican.
With a stupid mustache standing next to her. So now this guy at the desk is saying someone's going to have to come across for this favor. Like, it could be you, sweet tits, if you play your cards right.
He looks like Ramathorn from fucking Super Troopers.
This motherfucker said Ramathorn. Hey, so Super Troopers 3 is coming out.
Yeah.
And one of the, everything's got a popcorn bucket now.
Yeah,
so
right, yeah.
So they've got a popcorn bucket, but they also have a liter of cola, a 1 liter cup. It says liter of cola on it.
I don't know what that is, dude. That's got to be the best scene ever filmed.
It's a funny scene in that movie. Yeah.
Would you like to dip aside your meal? Like dip aside your face.
My brother is fucking
God damn it.
Crazy about that movie.
That first one is very funny. I enjoy that movie a lot. The second one was okay. And,
I didn't see the second one.
You know, it's all right.
Go this year, and then if the budget cuts don't cancel the program, one could go next year.
Okay, that's true, and I hope it works out. As I said, the economic situation across the board is bad, and we may run into a problem even next year. So I'm going to have to kind of make tough decision. I'm going to look at both of your records and see which of you really probably qualify more than the other for the program.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to take off these glasses and go into the parking lot and burn some ants.
It's fucking Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys. Where's Kenny?
Fucking Coke bottle ass glasses. Fuck off, 1980, whatever.
Oh, Ricky.
What I'll do is let you know Monday morning. How's that?
Okay, sir.
Fine, thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend. All right, now they're leaving.
Oh, Captain Curvo, I need to see you.
Calls the woman
Did
back
you want
in.
To see me about my application?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, in a matter of speaking.
And some other things.
Uh-oh.
You know Debbie?
Uh-oh.
Debbie.
Hand on the
How
shoulder.
You doing?
Fine, Larry, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I've been thinking about you the last couple weeks.
Uh-oh.
Please think about what I've been asking you to do the last couple months.
Boy, he's chasing this hard. It's fucking Ann B. Davis looking.
I haven't chased pussy this hard since the Clinton administration. This guy is chasing this fucking piece of six. This girl is a six.
Larry,
I'd like
not that again, please.
I'd like to spend some time with you. Why not?
No, I want
to
fuck you.
Larry,
the only time I want to spend.
Larry, have you looked at yourself in a mirror, you fat disgrace? Why would I fuck you?
Look, Milton, we're going to have you move this desk to the other side of the room.
Well, okay, but my stapler.
I've given you 1,000 reasons before why not. Can't we just drop it at that?
Drop it at that, huh?
Uh-oh.
Debbie, put it this way.
Uh-oh. Here it comes.
Blow this rod,
yep.
Or you're out.
You're going to have to jerk this pig, or the Hispanic is getting the gig. That rhymed. I'm a poet and didn't know it.
You are.
If you select me this weekend, I'll select you for the course. It's up to
you. Oh, quid pro quo. We learned about this at my work. We did.
Yeah, did
yes,
you?
We learned quid pro quo.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Tit for tit. I mean, tit for tat.
To you.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
All right, get it out.
At what point? Now, this guy got right to it. That's what I like about this guy.
Yeah,
this guy's not messing
around.
Well,
he's been fucking beating around it for 2 months now.
Yeah, that's true. He's lost patience.
Yeah.
With Debbie and her fucking nonsense.
Yeah, he didn't watch the previous video.
No. That guy took his time. He was like a glacier moving in, that first guy.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Like a glacier.
Fucking hell.
Captain Kerbo, what are some different ways that Captain Kerbo could have handled this situation? Not being a sleazeball?
Just fucking come in the trash can before they walk in. What's the matter with you? It's not worth your career, dummy. God. All right. Beat it.
Oh, I think a dick pic, you know? I mean.
Oh, man. Yeah. That'd have been tough back in the early 80s, huh?
You have to mimeograph it.
Fucking yes.
Hey, I made this for you on the Ditto machine.
Mimeograph. Yes, I've got to get the daguerreotype out.
Thank you. I was trying to think of that.
I couldn't think of it either.
I have this wood carving of my penis I'd like to present
wood
to you.
Wood carving? Edvard Munch made a painting of my cock. It's old, I'm telling you. It's an old video, folks. Folks!
I'd like to take you to a cave this weekend where I'd show you a primitive painting of my cock that I've done.
Folks!
Come on, how far back can we go with this show?
I enjoyed that very much.
No.
Work or dessert?
Dessert.
Uh-oh. This is part three.
It's this guy again.
It's another black guy in the set of the back rooms.
Dude, what the fuck would you do all day at work if your desk was a phone and some papers? Oh my God, I wouldn't know what to do. The fuck? How did people work back in those days? Did they like actually work instead of like surfing the internet all day?
Yeah. What'd you do if you couldn't text your co-host video links all day long?
Man.
Whoa.
I have to go outside and use the payphone every hour.
Smoke. Actual cigarettes, not vapes.
Uh-oh. Are you having problems?
Whoa. Now, there's a black guy sitting at a desk. And a woman walks
comes Tweedledum.
I can only describe that she missed out on the part of the mom on Good Times. And she has come in. She's wearing the worst shirt I've ever seen.
She looks like she fell off a crash test dummy. You kidding? She looks like one of those targets on their heads.
You know, I wore the same Halloween costume for 30 years. I finally quit wearing it a couple years ago. But it was a crash test dummy suit and a Princess Di mask.
Fantastic. God damn it. That's funny.
Report.
Yes, ma'am. This new job is really taking some getting used to, but I think I can work it out sooner or later.
You can drop that ma'am routine. Oh. Call me a real...
We got us a cougar here.
Nah, I'm exhausted from fucking that light-skinned girl from the first skit. Yeah,
not this... now, Mabel.
Beat it. Let's go back to set of 227.
Don't you have an apartment to clean?
Don't you fucking beat it. Damn.
God damn it.
Good Florida ass, beat it.
Damn. Oh, that was good.
She is horrible.
Oh, wow. Man, yeah.
The polyurethane shelf for fucking hair, too, man. That is bulletproof.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I see what you're doing wrong.
But I sure hope you can see it, because I've been working this thing for the last 2 hours. And
how about you work this thing for two more hours?
It's way past quitting time. Let's get some dinner.
Uh-oh.
And maybe some sweet dessert.
Whoa!
Boy, she don't fucking waste any time either, man. Nope. She's going right for the kill.
Right in. Now, I tell you where this is different, because this guy would fuck this pig.
Yeah.
That's where this is different. Guys are like, what? A wet hole? I'm in.
This fruit's going to be like, well, no, I can't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I can't.
That should have been way too old for you, King.
And I'll explain an easier way to get these reports done.
Yeah.
You know, I would really like to, but I have a lot of work to do. And I think I'll just finish up and stay here and get these reports done.
Well, okay.
Not if I tickle my clip and bend over this desk.
She walks away hiking her skirt out.
God, I hope she walks in wearing less clothing. He's looking at the papers again. He can't figure it out. Uh-oh.
I guess you didn't have time to go to dinner with me. I would like for you to find some time to complete these reports. Before tomorrow.
Oh, man. Oh, he is fucked. You should have just blown a load in there, you soft all dick faggot.
All right. Faggot. I'll eat it.
All right. Get a fire hose. Let's clean it up first, at least. God damn. Oh, no. Oh, he is crestfallen.
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to have to fuck it.
Yeah. Well, all right. Tickle that clit and bend over this desk, Mabel. Let me fucking take a crack at it.
This is a sentence that doesn't exist in the real world.
I was the male worker harassed.
It doesn't exist.
Fuck, dummy.
Yeah. What it should say is, how was the gay male co-worker harassed?
Yes. What could this fag have done to keep his job? Gee whiz. No! Are female supervisors just as likely to sexually harass male employees? No!
Well, explain, Brian. Okay, explain.
Well, because they can get fucked anytime they want. Guys, it's an effort. You got to fucking act like you care what they're talking about. You got to buy them food. It's a whole fucking rigmarole. It's a circus.
Absolutely not.
What's the question?
Do males
and females experience similar emotional... No, because that guy got hard, I guarantee you.
Yo, fuck these reports.
Fuck these. Say less, honey. Let me get that snatch. Buddy, hey, let me tell you something. Every four I ever fucked still had pussy on the back end of it, okay? All right? You know, it's a wet hole. Stick your dick in. Good Lord.
Oh, sweet hello.
Oh, sweet hello.
We've got more. What the fuck? We got...
Now we got all the whole cast in here. We got... Let's see.
It's that big orgy scene at the end.
God,
you know?
Damn it. That fucking Tory Black orgy scene, The Last Supper. Holy shit. Oh, let's see. So we got...
Here comes the ring. Good
morning, Captain Ricks.
How's it going, John?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Fine.
How's the weekend?
Fantastic.
Aren't they supposed to, like, salute and
Gene,
shit?
How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm fine, John.
Whoa, he kissed her on the cheek. Good. Look out, folks.
Good morning, Debbie.
Folks.
Would you like some sugar for your coffee?
Morning, John.
Whoa!
I told you this was the big orgy
He's
scene.
He's kissing every... Would you like some sugar for your coffee? He fucking drops a gloat in her fucking...
Plop. Stirs it with his dick. Let me agitate that coffee for you.
That's a scene I want to see. Fucking blows a load in there and drops his meat in to stir it. That's great.
Oh, I'm add some cream out of that coffee for you there, missy.
That's fucking funny. Hold on, let me stir that fucking...
I mean, all he does that. I mean, just to get a little bit out, you know.
That's all you got to do. Bloop. He's gonna kiss every girl in the
city. Valerie, good morning. How you doing?
Hey. Good morning, John.
Oh my goodness.
Good morning.
Every morning he comes in here kissing everyone.
Oh, that's just.
He didn't kiss me.
That guy is on cocaine. That's his problem. Yeah. Holy shit.
That was Sergeant Cosby.
You see? Ow! I assured him about those lemons. You want some?
Oh. Some sugar in that coffee. Oh.
John, you know, that's an office tradition.
Like that tradition.
What are you going to do about it?
God damn! That's right.
Back when you basically say, hey, just shut up, just take it, all right? You're just going to take that dick.
What are you going to do about it, stupid? Man, that was a quick one.
Oh, we already did. Yeah.
Man, oh, man. Oh. John is on some sort of medication. You know, he's... I almost said medication, but he's...
Well, he's foreign.
He's on some drug.
He's a foreigner. So.
Yeah, he's all these girls are uniquely horrible. The hottest... The hottest girl in this is the white chick, and she's a 5.
Yeah.
And a soft 5.
The hallway.
Here we go.
Oh, this clown.
Here's a black guy again. This guy's always filling out some paperwork, man. This guy loves his... He loves paperwork more than I love anything in the world.
Okay. Hey, John. Looks like someone's been riding the waves.
Yeah, look like somebody knocked up that army chick, too.
What did
wait
he say?
Wait. Hang on.
Oh, those are comments. Is there captioning?
Looks like someone knocked up that army chick.
What? Yeah, look like somebody knocked up that army chick, too. But the other two look like they're all right.
Why do they wait to put the funniest one at the end?
Holy shit.
Someone knocked up that army chick, but the other two look all right. So it's a bunch of people in the hallway. Here come three people.
You got three guys in the hallway and three chicks come around.
Hey, John. Looks like someone's been riding the waves.
Someone's been round the way.
Oh, round the way. Gotcha.
So they got one pregnant chick and two not pregnant chicks walking past the men.
Yeah, look like somebody knocked up that army chick, too. But the other two look like they're all right.
Hey, if you two chicks want to get knocked up, John, I'm glad to help you.
God damn. Woo!
I'd like to offer my services, ladies.
So, ma'am, would you like some seed?
Christ, that's fucking great. Just gets right down
that's
to
a
the
fucking,
point.
That whole exchange is gold. Just gold, Jerry.
Yeah, look like somebody knocked up that army chick, too. But the other two look like they're all right.
Hey, if you two chicks want to get knocked up, John, I'm glad to help you.
That's for sure.
That's for sure, now.
Don't run away.
Don't run away.
Big leg devil.
This might be the greatest video I've ever seen. Oh, man.
What? Ooh. Big leg devil?
Big
Holy
leg
fuck.
Devil.
Oh, my God. This whole thing is gold.
Oh, it's gold, Jerry.
Gold, Jerry, from start to fucking... Well, we haven't gotten to the end yet.
Well, man.
Hey, yeah.
Cold got to be, you know?
Shit.
Shit, man. That hunk came up and messed my old lady. Got to be running cold upside down his head, you know?
Hey, home, I can dig it. No, he ain't gonna lay no more big rap up on you, man.
I say, hey, Sky. Subba say I won't sing. Pray to Jay, I did the same old.
Make yourself a pro slick. The great matter back, lot performers down. I take TCB in, man.
Hey, you know what they say. See a broad to get that booty yak him. Lay her down, smack him, yak him.
Cold got to be.
You know? Shit.
God damn, that's the best.
That's the fucking funniest goddamn movie. Cold got to be. You know?
You know?
Shit.
Oh, I got to see this again. This is fucking gold, man.
This is a great scene in the hallway.
This should have won some kind of daytime Emmy or something, you know?
Man, oh, man. You show this to soldiers in 1982, they're all laughing.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way they're not laughing at this. That's crazy.
Hey, John. Looks like someone's been riding the waves.
Yeah, look like somebody knocked up that army chick, too. But the other two look like they're all right.
Hey, if you two chicks want to get knocked up, John, I'm glad to help you.
God damn.
That's for sure.
That's for sure, now.
Don't run away.
Don't run away.
Big leg devil.
Hey, yeah. Shit.
Cole got to be, you know... Big leg devil is something I've never heard before, and it is.
No, but you're going to use it now, aren't you?
Yeah.
The broad to get that booty at him. Leg her down or smack him, yak him. Cold got to be. You know? Shit.
Big leg devil.
Don't run away.
Woo, man. That's the fucking greatest thing.
Well, fucking Dolomite here is going to go say save the day.
God, that's fucking beautiful. What a great scene. Disgusting courses of action.
Slap the shit out of both those idiots.
Fucking pop the hottest one on the ass. Pop. Nice dumper. Five.
Nice dump of you, big leg devil.
Big leg devil is the funniest goddamn thing I have ever heard in my life.
Holy shit.
Holy fuck nuts, is that funny? Son of a bitch.
How widespread is it?
Fuck. Well, we're going to find out when she gets those legs open. That's widespread enough.
Oh, boy. That was fucking great.
I'm glad we watched that. Fuck.
Man,
hell.
That's fucking fantastic. Doug, we've got to have that whole fucking exchange pulled down for future reference.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Holy big shit. Leg devil.
God damn it.
Woo-wee.
I'm crying.
Oh, shit. And I think that's it, right?
And it all started with a harmless $100 loan.
Buddy, $100 in those days was something.
Yeah, no shit.
Man.
Does it give a date on when this?
I just saw the 80s today. I don't know the exact year. Big leg devil was a thing you said to a girl in the hallway, though, apparently. Fucking hell. Oh. Well, look, folks.
6:35.
Folks.
Folks.
I get to go on the highway and drive really fast on the way home. I'm super pumped up for that.
Don't forget to stop.
I'll tell you what, we get past the one area. There's not much stop between here and home. That's the best. That's the best
part. No, there really isn't. Uh-uh.
Yeah, that's great.
What do you got? One.
Yep.
Two, three.
Well, there's a couple stop signs on the way.
Well, from here, yeah.
And you take that right turn.
Yeah.
And then a left turn. And then, boy, I tell you what, you're getting on that highway, and that's the gimmick.
That's
the whole
it. Yeah.
72 all the way home.
Don't forget leaving here. To get back on that highway to take you west, you got to do those goofy fucking left turns we got where you
gotta
turn right.
Oh, yeah. No, I fucking know.
Yeah.
Folks, we had a good time this week, and not doing show prep was a good decision.
Yeah. Sometimes those work out, man.
Folks!
And thanks for listening, and we'll try it again next week. This has been, as always, TGO Radio.
This is TGO Radio in New York. This concludes our program schedule for the day. Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded. For the best in podcast entertainment, stay with TGO Radio in New York. We'll return to the air next week with more of your favorite programs. This is Wayne Howell wishing you a good night on behalf of TGO Radio. And now, our national anthem.